You are listening to the Rob Scott Podcast, your source for Rob's take on current events. Let's begin the show.
Well, I'm sure all of you had a chance. I'm hoping if you're a sports fan, you had a chance to watch the Super Bowl Sunday. Yay! 49ers and the Chiefs. And I have to tell you that I posted on my Facebook page how many times are they going to pan away and take pictures of Taylor Swift. It wasn't meant to be any kind of political thing. I just wanted to know how many times they were going to show pictures of her. And for the first probably half, three quarters of the game, it wasn't until like the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter that the game actually kind of got interesting. Of course, the overtime, it got interesting, but they didn't do a whole lot of panning because there just wasn't a whole lot on either side, actually, that was going on. Kelsey was basically a non-factor in the game at all, so they weren't going to her. I think they went to her like once or twice, I guess, and showed pictures of him. We had a group of about 10 people at the house yesterday, and so we all got numbers, and we all gave our predictions on how many times they were going to pan away to go take pictures of Taylor Swift. It ended up that there were eight, at least what we were able to count, there was eight times all the way through to the overtime that they panned away to her. And so I won last night. That was exciting. I didn't get anything for it. I just bragging rights, I guess. But there was eight times that they panned away from her, panned to her to get her reaction to what was going on. For the life of me, I mean, let me just go back before I start talking about that. For the life of me, I mean, it was an okay game. It wasn't really that exciting for me. It was kind of boring. And I posted that on Twitter as well, that I'm kind of bored with the whole game until the end of the fourth quarter when they tied it up and then they went into overtime. And 49ers blew their chance to score a touchdown. They did a field goal. And then Kansas City, which I knew that they would, come back and score the touchdown and win the touchdown to win the Super Bowl. I'm glad. I could care less about all the politics and stuff like that and all the lead up to it and everything else like that. I think it's ridiculous. There's been a lot of comments about, you know, the black national anthem being sung beforehand, and you know, I guess we didn't even watch the beginning of the game. At least I didn't see it. We were busy in the kitchen getting things ready to, you know, munchies and stuff like that when the national anthem was being played. And apparently the black national anthem was sung by somebody that I don't know. But they were complaining that nobody was standing up, you know, and respecting the fact that this lady was singing this black national anthem, which, well, I don't agree with the fact that we should be standing for the black national anthem. I believe we should stand for the national anthem. Put your hand over your heart and, you know, respect that. That's one of the complaints I have about the NFL is that why are you pulling this political hay right now? Why are you trying to do this? I mean, it didn't make any sense at all. My opinion is if you want to listen to that and you want to, you know, that's fine. Download it, you know, onto your iPhone or your Android and listen to it whenever you want to listen to it. That's fine. I don't think it had a place personally at the Super Bowl, because we only have one national anthem here. We're supposed to be a people that are united, okay? We shouldn't be looking at people's color of their skin, and we shouldn't be, really, we shouldn't be playing these things. It just leads to a lot of other issues and difficulties and problems and discussions and debates and all this stuff, which is just a waste of time about something that's, in my opinion, kind of stupid and a waste of our time. We have more serious problems out there in the world today than to worry about this black anthem. I really do. And that goes to the same thing with that. You kind of you know, listen to any of the media that was going on. They were talking about all the conspiracy theories about Taylor Swift and her being a Democrat and that she was going to, you know, support Joe Biden in some kind of clip or something, and it was all planned, and you know, the Chiefs are going to win so they could do this and blah 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 and all this crap. I, you know, here's my take on this thing. Okay, leave these two people alone. Okay, you know, everybody's lives and everybody's you know, choices that they've made in their lives. Okay, I know that you're going to be judged on those things that you do. I know Taylor Swift is judged based on the music she writes about her boyfriends and boyfriend breakups and all that stuff. Okay, and I guess it's fair game when you're dating a Super Bowl, you know, champion player and everything else like that. But I don't really care about the romantic life of Taylor Swift and Kelce. I really don't care. Listen, I'm happy for them. I'm hoping that things work out. I hope that he does not become another song because of a breakup or something that took place or something like that, or you know, whatever the case may be. They seem to be truly, I don't know if in love is the word, but they're truly interested in each other. And you know what? Let people be people. This whole thing is just, again, I think it's just a smokescreen to keep you away from really seeing what's happening in the world and what's happening with your candidates and what's happening with our government today. That all these things are just kind of like thrown out there. And it's, I just wish that people would be able to, I guess they're always going to comment on things, you know. They're always going to make comments. No, not everybody's going to be happy, so somebody's got to get on X, or somebody's got to get on Instagram, or somebody's got to do TikTok, you know, like our President Biden gets on TikTok. And you know, there's a reason for it. It's called distraction. It's called distracting you from what's important. What you should be considering is something that is important. Okay, there's a lot that took place this week in the news that we should be aware of, you know, with the border, with the Colorado ballot case that's in front of the Supreme Court right now. If you haven't been following that at all, I've heard some of the arguments from the person who is presenting the case for Colorado, and then the peppering and the questioning that has come back from almost all of the Supreme Court justices has been, not vicious is not a good word, but it has not been very promising for Colorado to keep him off the ballot. And I predicted myself, talked to some of my friends, that if this has got to be like a 9-0 decision. This has got to be like, there's no one or two people, you know, justices that's going to flake off and be weird and be political with this, because this is much more important of a decision that they are making. And I think that all of them, even Justice Brown and Roberts, all of them were speaking up as far as the insurrection goes, what was the second, it's the 14th Amendment, third section or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it is, but where it talks about insurrection and a person who is violated that and who is participated in insurrection can't run for office. And a lot of the questioning was, well, number one, he was never convicted, never charged or never convicted as insurrection. He wasn't even, you know, that was a term that's been coined in all of this. So he's never been really charged with it, nor has he been convicted of any kind of insurrection. And what is an insurrection in the first place? And does it really apply to the president? And there were some questions, especially by Justice Brown, which she was reading the actual section where it talks about senators, congressmen, electors of the president and vice president, but it never mentions the president in any of those. Specifically, it doesn't mention anything about the president of the United States or the vice president. And so if they make a decision based on what the arguments have been this week, I'm really anticipating this to come back and this will set a precedence for the rest of the states that want to try to keep Trump off the ballots. Let people vote. My opinion is common sense. Let people vote for who they want to vote for. Put whoever is on the ballot that qualifies to be on the ballot. Let people make the decision. It's not up to Colorado. It's not up to the Supreme Court of Colorado. It's not up to Massachusetts. It's not up to New York. It's not up to anybody. Okay, it's not up to Democrats. It's not up to Republicans. Because if you let this happen, then it's just at some point in the future, it's going to happen to the other side as well. And we're going to have this constant battle back and forth. And I just think it's the right decision. And I'm hoping that, and it seems like they are headed in that direction, that that this is going to be a 9-0 case in which they nullify the Colorado's decision to keep him off the ballot. And I'm hoping this kind of like ends this whole saga with this balloting situation with the election coming up in November. The other thing that took place this week, which I thought was very interesting, was the DOJ, what's his name, Robert Hur? I think it was Robert Hur. I know his last name is Hur. Came out with a statement that was talking about the president's ability to be able to stand trial in the cases where on the... classified documents that he had in his homes, and he had at different locations, different offices and stuff. And basically what her addressed was this, basically that Joe Biden, because of his age and because of his ability not to be able to remember past events, it would be very unlikely if they charged him that a jury would find him guilty and they would have empathy for him because of his memory loss, because of his inability to be able to remember what actually took place. Okay? This was absolutely devastating news that I'm sure the White House and the Democratic Party didn't want to hear. Because if he can't stand trial because he's, for lack of a better word, senile, and he can't remember anything, and his memory's gone. If he can't stand trial, then it's very easy to go to the other side and say, well, if he can't stand trial, then how can he be the president of the United States? Because you're making decisions, and this guy, you're talking about having the finger on the nuclear code, on the button, and having the nuclear codes. I mean, where do you go from there? Right, this news was like absolutely devastating to the Democrats and to Biden himself, and they were like, treading water and trying to spin this in a way that you just can't spin it because it is what it is. And then they came out that weekend or something like that, and then started attacking her because of thinking as some kind of Republican, opportunity that they're trying to take with her. And give me a break. Anybody, if you've watched Joe Biden over the last 3 years, you have noticed you've noticed a noticeable continuing decline in this man's ability to think, to reason, and to actually, get the leaders of different countries correct in the world. Slurring his words, not being able to finish sentences, a lot of gaffes, a lot of problems with this president. And it's been very visible to people that you want to take time to listen to. Go on YouTube and put in Joe Biden gaffes and things like that, And you'll see it. Just the media can only shift this and can only put this. I mean, they'll try, but they will continue to try. But I'm telling you, that was a devastating report by Robert Herr. And I don't know how he comes back from this. I really don't. It scares me that I don't think that he will step down, because I don't think he's running the country right now in the first place. But I don't think he'll step down because they know how terrible Kamala Harris is, and she made a statement. She goes, "I'm ready to serve." So I think she's failed upward all of her life, and her whole career she's failed upwards, and I think she sees an opportunity to seize this. And it's just going to be interesting to see what kind of response you get from her and her party and her little group of people, how they're going to handle this. But my personal opinion, I don't think that he will stay. I don't think he will stand down. I don't think he'll leave the presidency. If he does, it's because he is completely forced out. Now that leaves who's going to run for president. Who knows? That could be anybody. Michelle Obama, whatever, whoever it's going to be. But it was this was a very good week for Donald Trump, for his court case, how it's going in the Supreme Court with this. The other thing that took place this week was the defeating of that border bill, and that was incredible. I thought that would get out of the Senate. I didn't think that there was not a chance that it was not going to get out of the Senate and get to the House, where it's going to be dead on arrival anyway. But actually, it failed there. And so they're back to square one. And what I've heard is, since the Ukraine money is so important to both McConnell and the Democrats in this bill, if you've read it, and I've read it, and I've heard commentary on it from both sides, and it is a pile. It's a heap. It's a crap heap. That I'm really glad that it didn't pass. I'm really glad. But now here's the thing, though. The Democrats will now try to put forth another bill. Of course, they're pushing the narrative that the Republicans are the bad people, that we're the ones that don't care about the border, that we've tried to put out a border bill and they turned it down, and they're terrible people because of that, and they don't care about the border and blah blah blah. If you believe that, then I've got a bridge over here that I'll sell you to. If you believe any of that malarkey that's coming out of the Democratic camp right now, just please. Just read the bill for yourself. Read it. It's like 400 pages long, but read it. You'll find for yourself what is in that bill. You will understand why it's such a bad bill, why Trump didn't want them to pass it, because it's a bad bill. They say they want to give the president of the United States more power to deal with the border, and he's got all the power he needs right now. He could shut down the border right now with an executive order. And he refuses to do that. Okay, and this bill just gave him more power to basically keep status quo on the border, to keep illegal immigrants coming into this nation, and but reducing it just a little bit, but just basically keeping everything else basically the same, or even making it worse. If you read the bill, go read it out. Go find it. Go read it. It's out there now, and. I'm not going to go into the details on it, because I'm sure you probably listen to a lot of other podcasts and they've gone into the details, and I'm not the expert on it, but I'm so happy that they defeated that. And now we got to play politics again and listen to Schumer and McConnell is just another guy that just wants this Ukraine money sent to Ukraine. And now they'll probably come out with a bill that won't have anything to do with the border, because that was defeated. And it's going to be dead and arrival in the House, because the House Republicans have basically stated that there's not going to be any Ukraine money unless there's a formidable bill for the border crisis that's taking place, the invasion that's taking place at the border right now. And so I think it's going to be dead in the water before it even gets there, which is a good thing. I hope that the Republicans stand strong. And they stick to their guns, they stick to their beliefs, they stick to their standards and their principles, and they don't do this. Do not give, because I'm not saying don't give President Biden a win. I'm saying don't give President Biden what he wants. And the Republicans have a tendency to do just that, because they don't want to appear to the American people that they're scummy and that they're not trying to solve the border issue. But in reality, by not voting for this, you are fighting for a border policy that hasn't been presented correctly and good yet. You're fighting for that. You're fighting for me. You're fighting for all the people who are out there listening. All the people of the United States of America. You're fighting for something that is good. Okay? Don't settle for something that is not good. Don't settle for anything less than the border being under control. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Okay, I don't wanna have these conversations about rhino Republicans and blah 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 blah. I know we have them, but this is an area where we have some leverage, and that leverage needs to be used in a right way. And the Democrats will try to confuse you, and they will try to confuse everyone and try to blame the Republicans for what's going on the border now. And you've already starting to see that, you know, the blame game has started. And if you don't believe it, just listen to them, because that's what they're doing. They put this out there. They knew that probably wasn't going to pass, but they already had a game plan as to what they were going to do. Blame Republicans for the border. Joe Biden is now blaming the Republicans for the border. He's not taking any responsibility. And this crisis, this invasion is squarely, solidly on Joe Biden's shoulders. You cannot give this to anybody else. He keeps trying to blame Trump for it. And you go back 3 years, and where was immigration at the time? It wasn't hardly existent at the time, because he had taken the power that he had and used it to fix the border problem. And now Joe Biden comes in. First thing he does is just reverses everything to Trump, because they don't like Trump. Orange man bad. Tweets bad. They don't like him, so they just reversed everything. And ever since then, what do we have? Almost 10 million? Close to 10 million illegal aliens and immigrants coming to this country. 2 million of those, 2 million, 2 million of those are gotaways. We don't even know where they are, who they are. We don't know who they are. Okay, they could be, most of them, I know who they are, they're criminals, because if they're gotaways and they don't want to be caught, that means they're here illegally and they are not carrying the best resume with them as they're going through our living in our United States. Not to mention terrorists and people who want to do harm to our country. We've seen the FBI and other bureaucrats get on, you know, talk about the threat of an attack on the United States soil is higher than it's ever been because of this illegal, because of what's going, you know, what the crisis is taking place at the border. So it was a very, very good week, I thought. Not for Trump, bad for Biden, but actually good for this country. Good things are happening, and you have to believe in it, and you have to stand up, and you have to have a voice. Okay, don't allow these people to lie to you on both sides of the aisle. Be diligent in listening to these politicians, and get past the politics of it and get back to what is really good for this country, what is right for this country. That's what I want, okay? I want to be able to afford to take vacations. I want to be able to see my kids, be able to get an education, to buy a home, to do the things that we used to do when I was young, okay? You used to be able to afford to buy. You can't do that anymore. And the policies of this administration have been a key factor in where we are today. No doubt about that at all. Okay. Now the other side will sit there and try to blame everybody else for it. and take credit for things that they shouldn't take credit for. Same thing with Republicans. They do the same thing. So what you got to decide is who cares about you? Who really does care about you and your family? These people don't. Okay, they don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like you. They don't like anybody who disagrees with them. And that lack of respect shows very clearly. If you listen to these leaders, how they just despise anybody that disagrees with them, because they think they're elite. They think that they know better than you do. And let me tell you, there's nobody that knows better than a husband and wife in their home with their children that know what's best for their family and what's best for their children. And constantly we are being told that authorities know, schools know, the government knows, the police know, the FBI knows, the DOJ knows better than you on how to run your life. And that is not the purpose of the Constitution of the United States. It is not the purpose of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, were framed in a way that give us the power to direct our lives in the way that we want to direct our lives. Government, just stay the hell away from us. Stay out of it. Protect our borders. Have a military that is strong and mighty. That the deterrent factor of that is what we're looking at. People don't want to mess around with people. They don't want to mess around with a country that is strong, that will fight back and know that they will fight back. They know that. And right now, we're in a very dangerous situation on a foreign policy nature and on a domestic platform, that this is getting to be a very dangerous time. And we need to be aware of that. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a good week. Just whatever you do, listen to the news. Get past all the glamour and all the sparkly symbols and things like that, and really try to understand what these people, what you are hearing. And this coming November, please take some time to vote. Get out and vote. Vote your heart, vote your conscience. Don't vote politics, vote your conscience. Okay? Remember what you've been put through. Remember what you're going through when you go to vote. Okay? And I think we'll see a great change take place in this country, at least for a little while. Again, I hope you have a good week. Thanks for listening. And get any comments, please get me at rob@robscottpodcast.com. That's my email. You can find my podcast on any of the major platforms. All right, have a good week.